Hey, Tim.
Hey, Derek.
I look forward to these so much. And you know why?
Tell me.
Because I blocked out the time to be here so I can be present. And it's easy. It's not just winging it, just hoping everything's okay.
There's so many things other than being here right now I could be doing. But I know I can't be because it's on my calendar, dude. It's marked down. I know at this time I have to have my ass in my seat, ready to have a good time with you. So with that being said, Derek, the power of having a calendar, man.
It is like, it changed the game. So let me go back. Let me think. When did I start doing this? This was, well, we're 2023. I'm going to say somewhere around 17, 18, circa 2017, 18, something like that. And this goes back to Steve Shinholzer saying that you schedule new jobs on Mondays, which baffled me. It's like, you can't do that. Like, it's impossible. But that opened my eyes to like, huh, there's possibilities here. So what I did, I remember I was in my old detached office at the East Nashville house, which I totally miss. And I had just figured out how to screen cast. I was able to cast my computer up on the, I don't know, it's probably a 52 inch or something flat screen. And it was like, wow. And I was just kind of playing with it. And I'm looking at my calendar and I just went, you know what? I've got to figure this out. So I just started figuring out how to color code. So I started color coding my days and I went, okay, what does this look like? So back then, things have changed a little bit. Back then, I knew I needed to get my oxygen. So I knew from 8 to 10 o'clock, I was just going to read, research, walk, hike, whatever it was, because I was preparing for battle. And battle was going to happen between 10 and 2 every day. And I knew if I just got my oxygen, I did that, I'm ready. So what happens at 10 o'clock? I would do my consultations. I would do my site visits. I would do my, like, just like looking at the scopes of work. I would do the pre-jobs. I would do some post-jobs. I would do Shin Foos. But it all happened between 10 and 2. And I knew if I went into battle and I focused for 4 hours, it would work. And then after 4 hours, I'm spent. So now I got 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. What do I do then? I wanted to be home with my kids by 5. So that left me a couple, 3 hours that I might do nothing, or I might go do another site visit, or I might check in with the team, but it allowed me that flexibility. So when I started getting control of my calendar, it changed everything. But here's one thing, Tim, I felt guilty. I felt guilty when I first started doing it because somehow I thought people could see my calendar and would see between 8 to 10, I was out hiking or on the bike, maybe even on the boat. But for me, it was just priming. It was just getting ready for the day of that 10 to 2. I'm still on point 10 to 2, hence why we're doing these calls in that time block. Now, my 8 to 10's changed a little bit because of my kids and because of having a subcontractor that I got to get them started for some jobs. So I've had to make some adjustments. But how cool is that? Now, my 2 to 5 is a little different, and I'm kind of preparing and planning for the next day. And sometimes that's when I get in my hikes later in the day. So because I had a schedule, because I had a calendar, it allowed me some flexibility.
There's so much to unpack here. This thing you said, I want to go with guilt. I want to talk about controlling your calendar. And and people listening, and we're all business people. We're both contractors. And we're talking to people who are listening, who are also contractors. And they're hearing that you like to go on your walks. You may like to go read. You may want to spend time with your family. And they're grinding from like 7 o'clock till sometimes 7 o'clock at night or 11 o'clock at night. And they're saying, how does this guy get time, block himself off 2 hours? He should be working. How? And the other thing is like, Derek, getting your oxygen on. If you're not your best, if you need those 2 hours to make sure when you go to war that your sword is sharpened, that your mind is sharp, that you're laser focused, then take those 2 hours. Because when you, and trading dollars for hours, if you're going to be okay from, you know, from 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock making your phone calls, or 10 to 2, whatever that time is, just okay, would you rather be freaking awesome for those 4 hours or just okay? So, yeah, do I feel guilty about those 2 hours or that hour or whatever you take? Not anymore, I don't.
No.
Because I know when I perform, I'm 100%, yes, if not better.
And the team sees it. And that was the thing, too. It's like, I'm unavailable from 8 to 10. I'm unavailable unless it's an emergency. Now, that's where I make sure that 2 to 5, I also communicate with my team. I have a wrap call with the hierarchy on my team pretty much at 4 o'clock every day during the work days, just to go, you okay, you good, what do we need to look at? So that's kind of that 2 to 5. I can handle that so that I don't have to be available from 8 to 10. And it helps tremendously. So what are a couple of things that was happening? What I would do from 8 to 10 is hyper-focus on what was going to happen. Because if you're listening to this and you're in the service industry and you're a contractor, how many times do you just wake up, you brush your teeth, you grab a cup of coffee, you put on your uniform and you get in your truck and you start planning your day? Never done that. You ever done that, Tim? That's how the workday starts. You get in your truck and you go, okay, what am I going to do?
Let me tell you how my day starts, Derek. I'm in bed in the morning and I try to stay away from social media and everything for the first little bit of the day. First thing I do is I reach over to my phone. I look at my calendar. Okay, I'm all set. I know what my calendar is for the day. No thought. It's there.
It's perfect. So with that, I'm a spontaneous individual. And the thing I struggled with, and for years, it was a fear of commitment, as my wife shared with me and let me know that. I was like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? We were together 5 years before I asked you to marry me. This is crazy. And what I realized is she was right. So my fear of commitment came from not having a calendar, not being organized with my day and how I was going to approach sales and the communication with the clients, is I thought I was going to miss out on something fun. And I felt like if I pushed myself into a calendar, I would not allow myself any fun. But what happened is I went, shit, I can actually plug in fun. And then I use Calendly, you use Calendly, I use Jobber, you use Jobber. So now if I block out a time slot, you can't reach me by phone. You cannot get on my calendar. So maybe I want to plug in, I want to jump on the mountain bike later in the day. Well, I need to be cognizant of that and plan it. And or if it's spontaneous, I need to block that out so nobody calls me while I'm on the trail or nobody calls me while I'm loading it up. Because what'll happen is I'm not going to be in the right frame of mind to answer that phone call. And then it's going to go to voicemail. Then it's going to go to a text. Then it's going to get lost. Then it's going to be this other unorganized thing in my business, my old business, the old Derek. And it was just a nightmare. So now everything's really packed, nice and neat.
Fighters, I want to invite you to go to milehighprofitsummit.com and check out the lineup we have for you at Mile High Profit Summit this year in Denver, Colorado. I'm super excited because not only are we bringing you the theme of Sell Unafraid, we're also unlocking breakout sessions for the first time. And we're going to dig into the numbers. We're going to dig into attracting higher quality leads. We're going to dig in how to sell using simple tools that are out there for you so that you can walk home with higher profits and a better quality of life. Go to milehighprofitsummit.com and come join us and hang out. And let's get real this year and change your life, change your business. I'm out.
Okay, look, here's a question. And it's something that rolls through my mind. Because I think it's important. I think people are listening to this because I thought this way. I felt that if I put myself in like time blocks, if I booked up my calendar, that I would be restricted. I'd be too regimented and feel like I don't have freedom.
Yeah.
So let's flip that around.
It's total freedom. Total freedom. Because you get to choose. You get to choose what your day is going to look like. And like, so I know a couple of podcasts back, we talked about the lull, when the lull happens and how you use that opportunity. And it just gets plugged into the calendar. And it's really simple. Like, for instance, my oldest daughter's getting married. So I've blocked out several times because we're taking dance lessons. Because I don't want to show up as a schlep on the floor and not be able to dance. And she surely doesn't want me to. So it just made sense, instead of doing it in the evenings, let's just do it during the day. Let's have fun. Let's go do a dance lesson and let's go to lunch. So we've literally, my daughter's very organized. We blocked out some dates. I mean, the wedding's a little less than a year away, but it's, so now I'm blocking out time to spend with my daughter. I mean, that stuff is just, I'll never get that time back when we talk about time. So that's why we block these things. And now I know if you're in the field and you haven't reached a point where you have a few key employees that can handle things for you and you don't have a team built up yet, it could get a little bit more difficult. But I assure you, if you just take some time and block it to do maintenance on your equipment, to get you some oxygen, to to go and buy that thing that you need for your business that you're too busy to do, to rotate the tires, to change the oils, whatever those things are. When I think about where I was back then, and if I just wouldn't have quit running that truck with that transmission that was slipping, and I put some Lucas in there that got me just a little bit farther. You know, Lucas, you know, yes, that stuff.
Yeah, I do. It tastes good.
It helps a little bit, right? It at least stops the hard shifts. And then what happens? I'm dead on the side of the road. And then now I'm forced to take time off that I don't want to take time off. So it wasn't organized. It wasn't blocked. And it just changes everything. And, yeah, and it's good for your family.
Yeah. So your calendar does get hijacked. It happens sometimes, but it's less likely to happen if you have those time blocks. And it's freedom. By blocking that time, you're freeing yourself up to be your best, to be there for your business, for your family, for your work truck, for whatever it is. Because you know what, Derek? This calendar has your name on it. It's your calendar. It's your time. It's not Mrs. Smith. It's not your daughter. It's not your wife. It's not your kids. It's your calendar. You make that time because that's all you got.
And talk about family. I share my calendar with Erin. So she understands where I'm at. So she knows if it's certain, like I'll have a phone call, she knows where it's blocked. She knows pretty much not to reach out to me between 10 and 2 because she knows I'm just out there and I'm killing it. I'm doing it. I'm at war. So if it's important, she'll shoot a text and go, hey, can we chat like at 2:05? So she even understands, and she'll see other things blocked in there. Like I even plug in my boy's haircuts so that I can schedule that in. And that's going to happen between 2 and 5. And then she knows, so she doesn't have to wonder. So there's so many attributes. So whether it's just sales, and that's what we really want to talk about is sales and how we use our calendar to time block sales and focus, but it also carries over into your team. Your team understands. It's great communication with your team. They know what's going on. It's great communication with your significant others and just people around you. And like you say, Tim, if it's not on your calendar, it doesn't happen.
It just doesn't happen. This, you know, having an awareness of what 8 hours, 10 hours, it just goes away. If you don't plan it, I can't imagine getting in my car, just waking up on a Saturday morning, saying, I'm going to go to Myrtle Beach for the week. Just get in my car and drive. It's like, no, I have to plan this shit out. I got to get the oil change, the tires checked. I got to get the family. I got to pack the boogie boards. I got to do all these things, have a place to stay, gas, food. I mean, you got to plan it. It's the same thing on a smaller scale. And you know, that paralyzed me from doing it years ago. And I'm sure it's the same as everybody else. It's like, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do my calendar. That's bullshit. I know I'm going to get bleeped out on that, but it's a World Wide Web. There's
right,
people.
Let's get a little granular. If you don't know how to time block, put a time on your calendar for an hour to figure out how to time block.
Yeah. So time block to time block. Right.
Yeah. And that's where I started. I literally just started color coding things because I use Google Calendar. And it works for my team. It just works for my company because we have the Google space, whatever that is. And I just had to start color coding. And I just went, what is it? What do I want? What makes sense? And some of that came from during the lull, years and years and years, it always comes, or just having some time off because of the season. And I'd always go on a walk, or Erin would go on a walk, or we'd go together. And I found that morning I would listen to podcasts in the morning. So that was kind of some of the priming, listen to some great podcasts. And I found, man, I don't want to give this up. Like, how do I work this? So that's where it started for me. It's like, okay, if I'm going to do this in the morning, what now? So when do I work? What makes the most sense? And I figured out that for me, I'm really good for about 4 hours. And then the other hours on the outside of that, I'm not as productive. I'm not as sharp. And I found that later in the afternoon made sense for me. I'm awake, I'm primed. So that's how it just kind of started going. And I just figured it out from there. So you can use my style. Tim, you may have a little different way that you do it, but it's really, you just do it. But here's the other thing too. You have to communicate that with your significant other because it's real.
Yeah. You know, Derek, I do the same thing. I share my calendar with my wife and she shares hers with me. But she never has to say, Tim, what do you got going on today? Nope. Never happen again. I don't have to justify where I am. It's like, it's all there. I'm getting a haircut or I'm doing something with the trucks or whatever I'm doing. It's there. And it's freedom, dude. And you know, I was held up. I was paralyzed because I didn't know how to do it. I found somebody who showed me how to do it, I found somebody to help me do it for me. So right. It's done. I don't have to worry about it. Yeah. I could take that time I would have had figuring that out and go make some money. Derek, let's wrap this up, dude.
Yeah, that's just that simple. Block your calendar for blocking your calendar.
Right. And the thing is, whoever's going to go ahead and take our advice, and if you aren't doing it and you do it, you're going to thank us a million times. So hear us now, believe us later. Blocking and controlling your schedule and your calendar is freedom. So go ahead and do this. And then when you do it, tell somebody else how to do it. It makes it better for everyone.
Thanks, Tim.
Yep. Awesome.